One of the candidates who'd like to create a White House legacy of his own returned to the campaign trail this weekend. Republican Rudy Giuliani had fallen ill in St. Louis earlier in the week. He even had a brief stay in the hospital. But NPR's Audie Cornish reports that the former New York City mayor is back on his feet and looking for votes.
Rudy Giuliani eased himself back onto the scene in New Hampshire, starting with a small town hall meeting in Hopkinton. His introduction to the crowd was a televised ad showcasing his campaign theme.
America deserves leadership, and America needs Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani, tested, ready, now.
Not that voters haven't seen enough of Giuliani on TV. There have been lots of Giuliani ads here. The campaign has spent more than $2 million on television, but they've done little to boost his sagging poll numbers. He's been eclipsed by both Mitt Romney, the former governor of neighboring Massachusetts, and Senator John McCain, who won the state back in 2000. Now Giuliani is practicing retail politics, trying to get in the good graces of voters like Scott Smith.
I like his fiscal conservatism. I think he did do a good job in New York. Primarily, I'm just here to learn more.
Fiscally conservative and socially moderate Republicans in the Granite State could be a natural fit for Giuliani.
I like the fact that he's strong, he's interested in our defense, and hopefully we'll cure the immigration problem.
But voters like David Perrin and Clark Lindley are also seeing a lot of Romney and McCain. McCain has won some high-profile endorsements, such as from the Manchester Union leader, and Romney's vast campaign resources have helped him blanket the state. For his part, Giuliani has been crisscrossing the nation. He pitches himself as a Republican who can compete with the Democrats in every region of the country.
I want to run a 50-state campaign where we contest in all 50 states, not just in 30 or 35. And we have a broad-based party built around strong national defense, being on offense against Islamic terrorism, and being on offense for a growth economy.
Which is exactly what voter Bill Chapin is looking for, although he's not sure yet if that's what Giuliani can be.
I have some close New York City friends, and they support the ex-mayor, and I think he'd do a good job as president. But the people that are against Giuliani are strongly against him, and I'm really was hoping to find a compromise candidate that could represent all of us and satisfy nearly all of us.
Giuliani later told reporters that he's in good health and 100% better after experiencing headaches that sent him to the hospital late last week. You might recall that in 2000, he dropped out of the New York Senate race against Hillary Clinton because of prostate cancer. Giuliani says these days he's cancer-free, and he'll have his doctors issue a report to the public about his health after the holidays. That's when he will continue to build on his support in states like Florida, with its vast trove of ex-New Yorkers, whose primary doesn't come until January 29th. A word of caution, no Republican has ever lost both Iowa and New Hampshire and gone on to win the nomination. Audie Cornish, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
You're listening to NPR News.